some of you may wonder, why am I here? And that's a good question. Pastor Choi invited me to speak, and I am an ordained lay speaker and servant. So how can I say no? So here we go. Let's first open with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning again. Let me say I am humbled and honored to stand in this blessed pulpit to speak with all of you, my church family, and visitors and friends. Thank you for allowing me to do so. Let me say that in your way, am I perfect, as you already saw this morning. And every day I pray to the Lord to grow and be what he wants me to be, like him, Christ-like, truly a work in progress, as many of us are. The subject I chose to speak on is faith, something I pray we all have. The main Bible reading I chose that David read so well is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, as you all know, the wicked one is Satan, or the devil. He is most alive and well in today's world, as I'm sure you have already noticed. All you have to do is listen to the television or watch a certain, all the news programs or on your internet or all kinds of places, we get the bad news that the wicked one, Satan, is at work. He's alive and well everywhere, and in every neighborhood, in every state, and in every country. That's a frightening statement, but it's true. Satan is the great deceiver. One of his great devices is imitation. If he can convince or trick a person that counterfeit faith is true faith, then he has that person in his power. May we all beware. The hymns I chose are listed in the bulletin, and they include, "To God be the glory, Spirit of God, and wonderful words of life," all faith related. Listen to these beautiful words as we listen to the beautiful words that Cheryl sent to us and they'll play for us. Faith-based. Webster's Dictionary defines faith as belief, complete trust, loyalty, unquestioning belief that does not require proof. The nearest definition of faith is found in the Bible, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Other biblical translations are similar. The final definition I have of faith is very simplistic. Poor, uneducated woman was asked, "What is faith to you?" She replied, "I am an ignorant, uneducated woman, but I think it is taking God at his word." To me, that was profoundly accurate and from the heart. What would your definition be of faith? We all have and may even be in the center of life's challenges or crosses to bear. I know we have had ours. They may be issues of health, financial, emotional, spiritual, death, and on and on. Our paths have not been simple, none of ours, or easy, nor will they be. But Jesus' presence and love has always been there with faith. We are never alone, nor were we promised it would be easy. What we can depend depend on is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And like Queenie the Elephant and Rebecca, never forget, faith will sustain them. Of most importance is that faith is only as good as the faith in which the object is placed. All the faith in the world in something or someone false will not help you and will more than likely hurt you. Satan at work again. Yes, false faith can be in money, success, people, etc. And, as we previously discussed, the devil is behind all this. How many times have fellow Christians said, I do not know how I can cope without my faith? It reminds me of the play Annie and the song, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, and it does. I know it would be impossible for me personally with that faith. A good friend of mine of well over 50 years said to me when we were in a particular crisis, crosses to bear, challenges, did you ever lose faith? And honestly, I can say I never lost faith. That's awesome. What would you say? There is practical faith that we have daily, such as going to a restaurant and having faith that the servers, the chefs, and the health inspectors have done their jobs effectively, and that we can enjoy safely dining there. Well, the other night, five of us were out to dinner, and the food was very good, but the service was atrocious. It really was. Poor Rick never got his meal. Never. The whole time. So we kept feeding him whatever we could share. Oh well, that's practical faith. Doesn't always work. Or faith in car manufacturers, Ford, BMW, Chevy, etc., that they too have done their jobs well, and we have a safe means of transportation. Anyone ever hear of recalls? Consumers Report can help us with information. But daily we put our faith in strangers that we may never meet, but we have faith in them, and we place ourselves in their care, even in a life and death situation. That is practical faith, and we do need to have that. There are numerous examples in the Bible of how faith impacted on so many. Noah is a particularly well-known story and a great example of faith that we find in the Bible. He was in the 10th generation after Adam in the genealogies in Genesis. Noah was over 600 years old at that time. He and his family lived in an extremely violent and wicked world, and God decided that humans should no longer exist. But God made a covenant with Noah for him and for his family to be saved. Noah worked diligently as God instructed him to build an ark. Not just any ark, but one that was specifically 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high, made out of cypress. Let alone, he had to gather all the animals two by two. And so the story goes. Noah followed God's instructions precisely due to his great faith. Life continued. God promised to never again curse the earth or completely destroy it with water. As a sign of his pledge, after the water subsided, God put a rainbow in the sky to remember his covenant. Today, rainbows are very special to so many of us and give many of us a feeling of hope and joy and faith. What a beautiful gift God gave to all of us. Because of Noah's great faith and obedience, as I said, all life continued. or some junk mail. In Hebrews chapter 11:7, it says, "Be ye doers of the word, not just hearers." Not only did Noah hear, but he put his faith into action, big time. He definitely had a walking faith, which we will discuss later. Noah was the first person in the Bible to be called righteous and just, and rightly so. He earned that distinction. There are so many other examples of faith in the Bible, with names you will all recognize, but I will not, and I cannot tell all those stories to the congregants. Just to name a few, Abraham, Peter, the centurion soldier, Samuel, the prophets, etc., etc., and of course Mary. I am sure you all have your own personal favorites. The feeding of the 5,000 who were gathered to hear Jesus is another particularly faithful and familiar story. With only 5 loaves of bread and 3 fishes, all were fed, including the women and the children, which brought the total number to 15,000 or 20,000 or more. Only men were counted then. We've come a long way, ladies. Again, how awesome. Imagine a catering service like that. Faith will make you work today. Faith is not something for long ago, for trusting in Jesus for salvation, and for trusting him for everything, even in difficult times, or should I say, especially in difficult times. It means that every day you continue to trust him and that you put your faith into action. The true faith is the faith in Jesus. In the Bible, John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus said unto Thomas, "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." I always thought that verse was particularly special, because that's all of us. We have not seen, but we have faith, and we believe. Fortunately, present day, we have many people with great faith in our congregation. I will not name them or single them out, lest I miss one, but you know who you are, and we know who you are. Continue that beautiful example. God bless you, and thank you. God has given every man and woman faith, and what pleases God most is a walking faith. A true faith is not just what we believe, but how we put it into action, being Christ-like. A true faith is not just talking the talk, but walking the walk, in thoughts, deeds, and action. A walking faith. There are several additional types of faith. One is called a dead faith, which substitutes words for deeds. People with this, as I defined, substitute words for deeds. They know the correct vocabulary for prayers and doctrines, and they can quote the right verses in the Bible, all memorized. This is an intellectual faith. This may be very impressive. Dead faith can be false. I personally gather my faith in inspirations and knowledge through various research books, Bible studies, and of course, the Bible. And the knowledge through all these books is mainly from God's Word. Can this type of faith alone save? No. It's an intellectual faith. In James chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "Faith without works is dead." Do we have that kind of faith? Yes, we do. If our walk does not measure up to our talk. We do if our words do not measure up to our works. You have to put your faith in action. Please don't misinterpret my words. I am a teacher, and I believe in education and intellect. I do admire people who can quote the scriptures and have studied the Bible and use their intellect and knowledge. But again, those without true faith, without God-like deeds, does not please God. It is an empty faith, a dead faith. Dynamic faith, that is our goal. And what it involves is the whole man and or woman. It involves the intellect, the emotions, and the will. The mind understands the truth, the heart's desires, and rejoices in the truth. The will acts upon the truth. And true saving faith leads to action and obedience and doing good works, doing God-like things. Oftentimes in the children's sermon, I try to impress upon them to be Christ-like, to be God-like, to do good works, thoughts, actions, and deeds. And Hebrews chapter 11 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists." It is faith that connects you to God. It is admission that you are dependent upon him, that your hope is in him. It pleases him because it is him you are trusting, and no one and nothing else. Caring, sharing, witnessing, forgiving, helping, etc. In all these things you please God. It shows your faith. Faith that pleases God is the faith that is living out in action and obedience of God's word. Like Noah. It is not only that God can, but that God will. It is turning a deaf ear to doubt and discouragement and blind to impossibilities. It is a challenge. Your walk will change if you continue to trust in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone away. The new has come." It will be obvious that you are a Christian and that you believe in faith. I told you a story one time about when Rick was in the hospital getting a pacemaker, I think. And this lovely lady came over to me. It was a big room. It was filled with a lot of people. And she said, "Excuse me, may I speak with you?" I said, "Of course." She sat down and she said, "I feel that you are a woman of faith." And I thought, wow, I didn't say anything. I just was polite. But she had this feeling. And she said, "May we pray together?" And she was a lot younger than I was. And I was kind of impressed that she felt that way. And we prayed. We prayed for Rick and we prayed for her husband. And I felt better and she felt better. And somehow the Lord invited us together. It was beautiful. Just a beautiful experience I probably will never forget. Before I close, I will leave you with some questions for you to ask yourself as you examine your faith. What has faith changed in your life? What are faith's evidences in your life? Do you do good works? Are they occasional or weak? Is faith growing in your life? Was there a time in your life when you honestly realized you were a sinner and admitted to yourself and God? Have you trusted Christ and him alone for your salvation? Are you responding to the commands he has given you? In conclusion, faith is vitally important in the life of Christians. It is by faith we are saved, we are justified, cleansed, and we look forward to the return of Jesus. Faith is where you please God, admit your dependence upon him, and continually seek to rely upon him and his grace. I personally want us all at Mount Hawking United Methodist Church to be a church that lives out the gospel of Christ every day. Not just talking about it one day a week, but doing it 7 days a week. The life of Christians is by faith. Remember what Jesus said, I am with you always, and with faith he will be with us forever and always. And by faith we will survive our challenges in life. Serious subject. I tried to find some kind of jokes, and I was not able to. So consider all the questions and pray for your faith to grow and help you every day. Let's end with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all you give and all you do, and help us to grow in faith and actions. In Jesus' sacred name. Amen.